storm system is out over the Pacific. Now, it is dumping a lot of moisture in California. By the time it gets to Oklahoma, we may have a few thunderstorms in the Northeast. But currently, all is dry. All is quiet on Next Gen Live. That's the shot right now. Lake Hefner, 48 degrees. Southeast winds are 5 to 10 miles per hour. We're 9 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. Already seeing 50s. 55 in Bethany, 55 in Jones, 40 in Chickasha. You got to the 20s this morning in Chickasha, so taking a little bit longer to warm up. South winds will start to increase today, an hour by hour, 10 to 20 mile an hour wind. We'll see 66 at noon, 73 by 3 o'clock, lower mid 70s, and tomorrow warmer, even hot in parts of the state. So a beautiful stretch, some windy days, also fire danger increasing some, and then a cold end to February. I'll have that for you coming up.
We are following breaking news this morning. Oklahoma City police say someone shot and killed a man inside a hotel on the southeast side.
Natalie Cruz has been at the scene off I-35 and has been talking with authorities. Natalie, what happened at the Days Inn?
Robin and Lacey, that's right. Things are starting to settle down here at the Days Inn Motel. This is off of the I-35 service road in 82nd Street in Oklahoma City. Take a look at the scene from earlier. Police were able to confirm that one man was shot dead inside of this hotel room. You can see kind of how chaotic it was from earlier. There were several cop cars here as well as more detectives. They have been talking to witnesses and trying to gather details and evidence into who shot this man earlier this morning. It happened a little before 6 a.m. I did speak with police earlier. He tells me that they do not still yet have a suspect in custody. They're working to figure out those details. Of course, we will stay updated on this investigation and bring you the newest information when we receive it. For now in Oklahoma City, I'm Natalie Cruz for Oklahoma Zone News 9.
Natalie, thank you. Oklahoma City police arrest a man accused of stabbing two people in the face in random, unprovoked attacks. Police say those attacks happened downtown within minutes of each other on Valentine's Day. Investigators say the suspect, Gaspar Santiago, is seen on security video right here, getting out of his car and attacking a man outside the Friendly food store. Officers say Santiago then attacked a woman near Klassen and Northwest 4th. Police say the attacks appear to be random and both victims were homeless. Santiago was booked into jail on two counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
Oklahoma City police releasing dash cams showing the moments a chase with a motorcycle rider ends. We do know the motorcycle rider died. This happened Friday night. Police were actually chasing about 100 people on motorcycles and dirt bikes. And then what happened? Two riders broke off from the group. And here's that video. This was at Southwest 17th and Western. Police, though, called off the chase of these two riders because it simply became dangerous. Officers say one of those men, 24-year-old Tyrese Moore, crashed into a truck. He died from his injuries near Southwest 32nd and Western. Now, police arrested this man, Hunter Miller, who they say was the other rider involved in that chase. Officers say that one victim, Tyrese Moore, actually had a stolen gun and was driving with a suspended license.
Police in Moore say a woman has been posing as a distraught mother in need to scam Metro businesses out of hundreds of dollars.
She makes people think, you know, feel sorry for her, and then she takes their money, and it's crazy and wrong.
So I just handed her my phone. She had it less than 2 minutes.
Police say here's how she does it. Is she's hit at least a dozen businesses so far. They say she will ask to borrow a phone so she can call for help. Instead, she will use that phone to transfer hundreds of dollars from the victim's cash app into her bank account and then hands the phone back over. If you see the suspect or you know who she is, there she is, call Moore Police right away.
It broke my heart. Like, I was just like, no, you have to have him. You have to have made another mistake.
A Metro woman with a heartbreaking story about her dog being euthanized. She tells us her dog, who was a pet, was actually euthanized by mistake at the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare. Melissa Evans says OKC Animal Welfare told her to come pick up the dog Spotty. He got loose from the family home. He was picked up with several other dogs, and that's where things got a little confusing. The Oklahoma City Animal Welfare Superintendent John Gary says her dog Spotty was placed into a kennel with a dog who was nearly identical to him, and that's where the mix-up happened.
We don't want to euthanize any dog, much less the wrong dog. Things like this, you really just can't apologize enough.
He goes on to say the shelter is taking steps to ensure this never happens again. Evans tells News 9, despite the terrible situation, she is encouraging people to still adopt dogs from the shelter. She actually has adopted the dog that was mistaken for her dog that was set to be euthanized, so now that dog will live as her family pet.
Oh, goodness. All right, your time now, 9:07. Tomorrow could be the day Oklahoma County commissioners make their final decision for the new jail site. A new location has been added to the list of options for the new county jail, this one near Northeast 23rd and Coltrane, but there is some pushback. Local leaders say it's too far from downtown Oklahoma City, where services for inmates are located. Leaders, including Oklahoma City Councilwoman Nikki Nice, are expressing concern. One group says they will march from the proposed location to the county courthouse tomorrow morning before the county commissioners meet at 9 a.m. Commissioners say they hope to choose a jail site by tomorrow.
And talk about insult to injury with this whole jail thing. The last original member of the Oklahoma County Jail Trust has resigned. Sue Ann Arnall announced her resignation in a fiery letter. She has been outspoken about the treatment of detainees, wanting things to improve. In her resignation letter, Sue Ann Arnall says, "My pleas to the county to adequately fund the jail have fallen on deaf ears for too long." She goes on to say, "County Budget Board prioritizes their own departments and pet projects first, and she has little hope this is going to change in the future." A spokesperson for that jail trust says that Arnall's insight will be missed and her support has led to change at the county jail. All right, coming up, Lacey's on the Coca-Cola porch with the Oklahoma City Museum of Art talking about art in bloom. Oh, you'll want to hear all about it coming up.
It always feels good to be someone's go-to, someone's favorite, to be trusted, relied on.
We're honored, Oklahoma. You made us your go-to to keep you safe and informed.
We don't take it lightly. We work to earn your trust.
Every day, with every word in every story.
Before, during, and after the storms.
When it just can't wait.
When it matters most.
We're locally owned. Oklahoma's own News 9.
Post Oak Toyota, now selling every Toyota for $49 down and payments like new 4Runners for $4.99 per month with $49 down. Easy, $49 down and pay the payment on the website, postoaktoyota.com.
Who has the time to be healthy? To find the right gym? Or even has the energy to work out anyway? You do. The space you're in, the life you already live is full of the health you want. And we can show you how to find it with exercises you can find time for. Simple, healthy recipes that taste great, all in one place, for free. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com to get started.
We are A&T Mechanical.
We are making a New Year's resolution
to get fit and get your house into tip-top shape
with our full system special.
Contact us today. Make your New Year's resolution a reality.
So, if you're a Bueno head, you tried the new Nachitos, right?
Nachitos?
Como mucho nachos, but mini.
How's the meat?
Seasoned to perfección.
Juicy tomates?
Sí, claro.
Spicy chili sauce?
Gotta have the kick. Lo mismo's frijoles y queso, too.
Mucho nachos, but más pequeños.
Half size.
Huh. I'll have room for my other favorites.
That's Bueno head thinking. Head to Taco Bueno for the mucho nachos originales or the all-new, equally tasty, smaller Nachitos.
Hey, Thunder fans, I'm Pepper Devon.
And I'm Murray Parrish, the Parrish Devon Injury Lawyers. For years, we've been helping people all across Oklahoma.
If you know us, you know we're passionate about the Thunder. That's why we're so proud to be their official personal injury lawyers.
So if you've been injured and the insurance company has you in foul trouble, put us in the game.
And let Parrish Devon fight for you. Parrish Devon, the official personal injury lawyers of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
At Precision, there's nothing we haven't seen. There's nothing we can't fix.
Precision Garage Door, this is Sophia. How may I help you?
When you call, you're going to get quality service quickly.
We can have somebody out there between 2 and 6. Does that work with you?
And that's why we promise.
Precision Door Service, a name you can trust.
Post Oak Toyota, now selling every Toyota for $49 down and payments like new Corollas for $329 per month with $49 down. Easy, $49 down and pay the payment on the website, postoaktoyota.com.
And now, live from the Coca-Cola Southwest Beverages Porch.
Welcome to the porch. The Oklahoma City Museum of Art gearing up for spring, and one of their big events coming up is called Art in Bloom. Joining us live to talk about it, Laura Rudisell. Good to see you, Laura.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love that we're already talking about spring events. Yes. Talk to me about Art in Bloom. Tell our viewers what that is.
Yeah, so Art in Bloom is our big spring fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. It's about 3 days. It's from Friday to Sunday, April 12th through the 14th. And basically what it is we've got about 10 floral designers who come in and they get inspiration from our permanent collection pieces along with some of our special exhibition pieces, as you can see right there.
Yeah.
Just absolutely beautiful. And they create masterpieces. They are floral sculptures. They are living and live flowers. And so literally the museum burst into bloom at that
so
time.
Pretty. I'm loving the video you're showing. It looks like there's some paintings involved too, if you want to do that.
Yeah, so we've got a whole lineup of programming, mm-hmm. everything from like art making activities to lectures, anything that you can think about. And we also kind of kick things off on that Friday, mm-hmm. April 12th with our Bubbles in Bloom. It's our new kind of signature cocktail party. It's the second year that we are doing this. It came back because so many people
popular demand.
Yes. So it's from 7 to 10 that Friday, and it's 21 and up because there are cocktails, but you can go to the rooftop, you can go and access the gallery, see all the beautiful installations that the floral designers have done. Mm-hmm. Light bites, dancing, there's a DJ. It's just really electric.
Sounds really fun. Yeah. Why are events like this so important to celebrate in our community?
You know, for us personally, it is because it allows us to be able to put on world-class exhibitions. It also allows us to do educational programming. You know, we've got great things like virtual field trips. We have in-person field trips that schools can actually use us for, and we will reimburse them from the buses to any substitute teachers. And so we can't put these programs on unless we've got those funds and revenues, and fundraising like the Art in Bloom and Bubbles in Blooms is such a key portion to help us do that.
I love it. Tickets still available right now?
Actually, we just launched this morning.
All
tickets
right.
are available. Obviously, it's not until April, and so we've got some time, but we encourage everybody to go ahead and pre-purchase. It is limited for Bubbles in Bloom that Friday night, so we hope to see everybody out there. And always, kids 17 and under are free, so even if mom and dad want to, they've got something for kids as well that weekend.
I love that. Good to see you, Laura.
Good to see you,
Art
too.
Art in
Thank
Bloom.
You.
Go check it out. Robin, back to you.
Fun. Great things there at the Museum of Art in downtown Oklahoma City. If you have an organization or event you want highlighted on the porch, you can submit your story to news9.com/porch. Man, it feels like spring, Lacey, that's for sure.
Oh, it does. It looks like spring. It feels like spring. It won't be long, and the state of Oklahoma will be in full bloom. Right now, everything's still a little dormant, a little bit brown, but I'm telling you, the temperatures feel very much like late March into early April, and that's the view right now on our Lucky Star Sky Cam Network. It is gorgeous. A little bit of high, thin cloud cover filtering in, and today our highs will climb into the low 70s. So do you have plans after the kiddos come home from school? Maybe you got to run them around to practice? Let me show you the forecast. At 3 o'clock, 73 degrees. We will be up to the low 70s, hovering there for several hours. By 5 o'clock, 71 on Lynx 2 control room. We got it. There we go. All right, there's 5 o'clock. High, thin cloud cover, 71 degrees coming up by 5 o'clock. It looks absolutely fantastic today. Tomorrow's even warmer, but tomorrow the winds are up just a little bit more than today. Right now, high pressure is dominating the pattern. That changes as our next storm system comes in from the west. That'll ramp up the jet stream winds, and eventually it does bring a cold front across the region. But today, all is dry. I love that shot of Lake Hefner. That's our Integris Cam, Northwest Expressway, Lake Hefner Parkway right there, and it looks very nice. highest traffic flow and fine. 48 degrees is where we are currently. It's still a little on the cool side, the chilly side. 49 Guthrie, 53 in El Reno, 50 in Shawnee, 43 in Chickasha. We've got low 40s in northern Oklahoma, already a couple of areas in the 50s. It's 50 in Woodward. It's 55 right now in Apache, 43 Chickasha, 50 in Shawnee. And the winds are out of the south. They're 5 to 10. They're not crazy. And today we might get a couple gusts close to 20, but overall just a great outdoor day. Sunsets at 6:17, getting later and later. Highs today, pick out your hometown, low 70s. Fantastic. Average high is 55 degrees. Not today. In fact, we don't have highs, average highs, or at least anywhere near it, until about the end of your 9-day, okay? The end of February. Between now and then, 60s and 70s are the rule. Today, some upper 70s in southern Oklahoma. But I mentioned the wind, south wind 10 to 20, nothing crazy. Tonight, we'll have the same thing, kind of 10 to 20 mile an hour wind. Tomorrow, winds pick up a little bit. 15, 20, 25, maybe stronger in western Oklahoma for a while. And with low humidity, we do have to start talking fire danger because the vegetation is dormant. We're not in full bloom. Nothing's green as of yet. Some of the trees are starting to bud out, but as of right now, there's a lot of fuel for fires. Even though we've had rain, it doesn't take much to drop the humidity and get that layer of vegetation to dry out. So again, fire danger concern. I'll show you that coming up. There's a storm system over the northwest. That is what is headed our way, bringing us a cold front. So when does the bottom fall out? Because every time we talk about warmer temperatures, it seems like we'll pay for it in a few days. We've got a lot of nice weather this time on kind of coming down the pipe, and I'm talking a ridge of high pressure that's really strong today, tomorrow. Weak cold front comes in, may spark a few thunderstorms Wednesday night into Thursday. Does bring a weak cold front in here. Friday's nice. Saturday and Sunday, yeah, this time we're not talking winter weather like we've had the past couple of weekends. It looks nice and 70s on the way. Thunderstorms try to develop Tuesday into Wednesday. We'll see how far to the east those things take off. Some data has them even further to the east than our viewing area. So we'll see. On the backside, though, it still looks like sometime around the 28th or the 29th, the end of February is a leap year after all. We will have a cold front that will bring us another shot of cold air. It doesn't last very long. We're not in the icebox for several days, maybe for a day or two, and then it warms back up. Between now and Sunday, we're dry across Oklahoma. Thunderstorm chances going up central eastern sides of the state, taking you again towards the end of your 9-day. But as far as widespread rainfall between now and then, that is not showing up. Tonight, mid-40s on the way. Lower mid-40s, some 50s to the south, 38 in Alva. And then for tomorrow, mid-upper 70s, low 80s in southern Oklahoma. We're not breaking records, but we're closer to records than average. Cooling us back down to just the 60s Thursday and Friday. 70s on the way for your weekend, and more rain and storm chances coming up next week. That cold blast about 9 days away, guys, next Wednesday. And that's your forecast. We're back with what caught my eye after this.
Ray and Rob here with Mullen Plumbing.
Prevent your garbage disposal from unpleasant odors. Clean it by dropping a few ice cubes and a squirt of lemon juice inside the disposal. Turn it on and run the cold water for a few seconds until all the ice is gone.
Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter.
Savings are in the air with up to 20% off store-wide at Brewer Carpet One. Fall in love with stylish pattern tile. Swoon over the warmth and comfort of carpet. Or dote over the timeless style and durability of hardwood. All while you fancy savings of up to 20% off store-wide. Plus, you'll adore 0% interest for 18 months. It's the Love Your Floor event, only in February and only at Brewer Carpet One. Here to floor you.
Winning car wreck cases is what we do.
I hurt my neck in a rideshare accident, and Mike's team got me $400,000. How about you?
I was hit by a truck and broke multiple bones, and Mike's team got me $1.8 million.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, call me. I've got this.
Discover the thrills of the Black Hawk Casino, Shawnee's only casino open 24/7. Get ready to travel back in time for an excellent adventure as you watch the sweet stacks of cash pile high. Every Saturday in February from noon to 8 p.m., join us for a journey back to the 80s. Dust off those leg warmers, put on your best mixtape, and play for your chance to win hidden stacks of rad cash prizes. Your best bet for the big wins is at the Black Hawk Casino. I-40 exit 186 Shawnee.
Garage doors always break at the worst time. If you need help, Precision is here for you. When we come out to fix your garage door, we're going to do it right the first time, and we're not going to be out here for at least another decade.
Quality service quickly. That's what you get at Precision.
Precision Door Service, a name you can trust.
Butterfly Shrimp is back at Golden Chick and bigger than ever.
These are big old pieces.
They are big old pieces of shrimp.
30% bigger, and they're only a Golden Chick. You're going to love our butterfly shrimp and tasty hand-breaded catfish. We're talking seafood extravaganza, starting at just $7.99.
It's some of the best catfish I've ever had.
It's delicious.
What would your word be if you had to make up a word for how good this shrimp is?
Deliciance.
Deliciance.
I love it.
I'd go see Deliciance in concert.
When you get on a bike, you gotta watch out for gravel, potholes, and knucklehead drivers.
But after a crash, here's what you gotta watch out for: insurance adjusters. They can be tough on injured bikers.
They may try to pin the blame on you or pay less than you deserve.
So if you've been injured, here's what you should do.
Call the lawyers who look out for bikers. That's Parrish Devon. Motorcycle crash, Pepper wins. Call Parrish Devon, 444-4444.
Robin Ray here with Mullen Plumbing.
Cracking open a faucet on a hard freeze night can help protect your pipes. The drip causes icicles. You want the stream to run on the hot and the cold side with the size of a pencil lead.
Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter.
Hi, it's me, Elsbeth.
Elsbeth, you should think about changing that.
She found something we didn't?
Yes! Ooh, sparkling.
Hers are smarter than you seem, but a bit of a weirdo who sticks a nose in everything.
Smarter than I seem. How nice. I got that on a report card once.
Elsbeth premieres Thursday, February 29th on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to News 9 at 9. Here's a look at what's catching our eye today.
All right, Lacey, we'll start with you. What you got?
A lot of times I turn to the internet for advice, and one of the things I've been doing,
A
good thing, but I cut my son's hair, okay? So he's 19 months old, and so I decided that he probably will react better to me.
You didn't do the scotch tape.
So I've been doing it. No, but I've seen that. So I've been trying to get advice, and I saw this video. Trimology is a great account on TikTok. Listen.
It tickles.
I mean, usually you see that they're like hysterical, and that was my fear. I didn't want Troy to be hysterical going to a barber, so I was like, well, maybe he'll cry for me. But Troy is ticklish too, and it tickles him every time. So my problem right now is I can't figure out how to cut like the nape of his neck with the clippers because I get him close, and he always goes like that, and I have no clue how to do it. So right now he has a full-blown rat tail and a little bit of a mullet because I don't know how to cut that. Anyway, I was researching it, and I saw that, and I thought that's precious.
Okay, I love that.
But if anyone wants to share their tips with me.
Yeah.
His laugh was the best.
What a doll, baby, for sure. Don't try the scotch tape thing. That can get disastrous quickly.
I'll try anything.
Okay, this fan video from the NBA All-Star Weekend caught my eye. A fan said, hey, Trae Young, bet you can't hit this shot for 100. And he does it in front of the crowd. Dude holds up his $100 bill, makes good on it. Oh, we love Trae Young.
I'll take that.
NBA star Trae Young from Norman, Oklahoma, went to the OU Sooners, and now he's draining.
Look at that!
Like a 10-point shot right there. He's in the stands.
Yeah,
he's not even on the court anymore.
Oh.
But just to have it right there, like on demand, I love that. And I was like, he doesn't need $100, but he's like, I'll take that because you didn't think I could.
He almost won the 3-point shootout at the NBA All-Star Weekend. He represented well, that's for sure.
Well, it was a great weekend. That was one of so many fun videos I saw.
Okay, we love our dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want you to meet Moose, the St. Pyrenees. Listen in.
Moose at 9 weeks. This is Moose at 10 weeks. Oh. This is Moose at 11 weeks. This is Moose at 12 weeks. This is Moose at 13 weeks. This is Moose at 14 weeks. This is Moose at 15 weeks. This is Moose at 16 weeks. This is Moose at 17 weeks.
Is this not hilarious?
This is Moose at 18 weeks.
I mean,
this is Moose at 19 weeks.
He's a puppy.
This is Moose at 20 weeks. This is Moose at 22 weeks.
Oh my God. I love this dog. He's a St. Pyrenees. It's a hybrid between the Great Pyrenees and the St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
So Moose will get about 180 pounds. Altogether, but there's how he started out at 9 weeks. I mean, you know, you just blink and think how fast 9 weeks goes by, and this dog, it seemed like tripled in size. They're huge dogs. They're gentle and lovable. They do have sweet disposition, but I just thought That's hilarious. Because you know when you get a puppy, you're like, oh, they're not going to get that big. Well, their paws are a little big. They might get a little bigger. Probably and then not. You're like, oh, it's a full-grown dog.
I mean, if you stood that dog up on its hind legs, it was as tall as his daddy.
Absolutely.
That was incredible.
But
he wasn't even full-grown yet. That's awesome.
Monthly pictures.
Moose, you a big old boy.
There you go. All right. We got a lot more coming up on News 9.
Yeah, Mia Fleming has today's Good Life List. Guys, today she's trying swing dancing. You don't want to miss the Good Life List coming up.
Let's go. All right. And meteorologist Hannah Scholl in the house with our Oklahoma weather day in history. It's next.
What Caught My Eye is brought to you by Yala Gosney Attorneys at Law. Call Will and Rob.
Have you ever seen an insurance commercial and asked yourself, are they really telling me the truth? Well, guess what? They're not.
Somebody runs a red light, and you think all of a sudden their insurance company's going to be all neighborly about it? Insurance companies aren't in the business of saving you money. They're in the business of keeping your money.
So remember, save our number in your phone so when tragedy strikes, call Rob and Will.
Erica has been installing and servicing whole home generators for more than 15 years.
We have a team of experienced electricians and plumbers that will be responsible for your generator installation and service.
Let Erica prepare your home for the next power outage.
Don't you wanna close your eyes and fall asleep?
Now, when you add more unlimited lines to your Cox Mobile plan, you save more. You'll pay as low as $30 per line with no annual contracts. It's easy. Meet the mobile plan of your dreams. Running on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability. Add more unlimited lines and save with Cox Mobile.
Save on laundry during our President's Day sales event. This Electrolux front load perfect steam washer and dryer is priced at just $8.99 each. You save $1,300 on the pair. It's the only washer that offers Smart Boost technology, which pre-mixes water and detergent before it cleans your clothes, resulting in a gentler, more effective clean. The matching dryer offers 8 cubic feet of capacity and an instant refresh cycle, which uses steam to remove wrinkles and refresh lightly worn clothing in just 10 minutes. Hahn Appliance Warehouse, the right price on the right product right now.
Car wreck? Pepper wins.
When we win your case, the difference goes way beyond a big dollar amount.
To a mom in Stillwater, the difference meant her family got to keep their home.
To the teacher in Norman, it meant the medical bills didn't touch his family's savings.
And to the couple in Tulsa, it meant their child received life-saving medical care.
After a car wreck, we win for you.
And for those counting on you.
Call Parrish Devon, 405-444-4444.
Lucky Star Casino, where luck takes center stage. With a staggering number of jackpots, our players are turning spins into wins. Don't miss out on the excitement of limitless promotions and a record-breaking number of jackpots only at Lucky Star Casino. Your lucky streak starts here. Head to any of our 6 Oklahoma locations. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots and limitless promotions are closer than you think.
If your water heater is 8 to 10 years old, it may be time for a replacement.
You can have a new water heater installed by Airco for as little as $39 a month.
Call Airco Service so one of our skilled plumbers can help you avoid an emergency plumbing situation.
This is Oklahoma's own News 9.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on News 9. I'm Robin Marsh.
I'm Lacey Lowry. 9:30, Lacey Swope here, and we got a great forecast this week, Lace.
It looks so nice. It really does. I wish that we could all just take off and go frolic
celebrate.
Outside.
Could you not put that in? Put the request in for us.
Hey, David, are you watching?
We need it for weather research.
Exactly. We need research.
We're on assignment.
We will bring back what we find out. Today's sunshine is chilly to start off this morning. A cold start to the day. We had 20s, 30s, and 40s. Now we're already warm. We've got a lot of 50s in the state. Full sun. I do think we'll have a little bit more cloud cover build in today. Nothing crazy. You'll need the sunglasses most of the day for sure. And we have a south breeze. Right now, if you look way out to the west, there's some snow flying in the northern Rockies, northern Colorado, back out in Utah, and then heavy snow out in Colorado, or in California, that is. That storm system that's dumping the precip in California eventually does make its way to Oklahoma. It'll bring us a weak cold front and maybe a few thunderstorms, and that's limited to the northeast. least 48 degrees now on our Lucky Star Sky Cam network. Skies are clear. It won't be long, and that map that's all brown will be very green as we're heading closer to spring. Right now, temps are in the mid-50s, some upper 50s, 59 in Jones. South winds are 5 to 15. Hour by hour, we're warming right back up into the low 70s. Tomorrow's even warmer. Now, I am tracking two cold fronts, some windy days ahead. We'll break that down for you. And chilly to end February, a strong cold front on your 9-day. That's coming up.
A bipartisan majority in the U.S. House sending President Biden a message last week.
Republicans, joined by a few Democrats, passed legislation intended to override the president's recent decision to pause the growth of the nation's liquid natural gas exports.
Washington Bureau Chief Alex Cameron with the story from D.C.
The bill, called the Unlocking Our Domestic LNG Potential Act, would limit the president's influence on liquid natural gas exports by giving the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission exclusive authority to approve LNG projects. The Oklahoma delegation's 100% behind it.
Sadly, this is just the latest attack on domestic energy production.
That's how Congresswoman Stephanie Bice and many Americans see President Biden's decision last month to temporarily pause approval of any new LNG export permits until the Department of Energy completes an assessment on future LNG demand and climate impact.
We've seen what can happen when there is an insufficient supply of LNG globally. Energy prices rise and the coal-fired power plants turn back on.
In a statement following Thursday's vote, Congressman Tom Cole said Biden's permitting pause will increase already skyrocketing energy costs and at the same time push our allies directly into the hands of Russia, Iran, and Communist China to keep their lights on and heat their homes. Administration officials say this is overreaction and simply not true. The pause, they say, will last a few months. And in the meantime, America's new status as global leader in LNG exports won't be challenged because new LNG projects to double our exports are already under construction and not affected by the pause.
The U.S. is already the number one exporter of LNG, and we have been and remain unwavering in our commitment to support our allies and partners around the world.
The administration says Republicans are politicizing a responsible action. Republicans, on the other hand, see Biden playing politics.
He has weaponized the permitting process and caved to environmental groups that seek to end fossil fuels.
Now, there is a companion bill over in the Senate, and it does have some potential Democratic support there. Still, it faces very tall odds of becoming law. In our Washington Bureau, I'm Oklahoma's own Alex Cameron.
So much. Back here at home at the Capitol, school safety on the top of mind of lawmakers in the House Education Committee. Lawmakers trying to find what funding is needed for education. It's House Bill 4016 that would pay teachers to be trained in crisis management. Also, find ways to de-escalate situations before law enforcement could arrive. House Bill 3860 would allow law enforcement to tap into school security cameras in case of emergencies.
There'll be people that can have eyes on it from immediately as soon as they get the call. They can, you know, flip a switch, be looking at the cameras, see what's going on, and they will be gaining, you know, formatting a game plan while they're in route.
So both of those passed through the committee. They're now moving on to the Appropriations Committee. We'll keep you posted.
State lawmakers advance a bill that would ban students from having cell phones in classrooms. The bill would create a one-year pilot program for schools to go cell phone free. The bill's author, Republican State Representative Chad Caldwell, says phones have become a distraction in class.
There really is a lot of different pathways here in which schools could accomplish this. I mean, I think ultimately at the end of the day, the goal here is to get our students' eyes off of their cell phone and to the front of the classroom where they belong.
The bill would require schools to have a policy in place for students who need their phone in emergencies. The bill passed out of committee yesterday. It now heads to the full House.
The Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma has made Forbes' best large employers list for 2024. The tribe employs 12,000 people and is ranked 32nd out of 600 companies making the top list. Chief Gary Batten responding is saying, "We will continue to do our part to remain an employer of choice by ensuring our associates are supported as we fulfill our mission and vision to improve the lives of tribal members and strengthen our communities." Congratulations.
Capital One is announcing its $35 billion plan to buy Discover. The deal would create the country's sixth largest bank and would give Capital One shareholders 60% of the merged company. Once finalized, the acquisition is expected to face tough antitrust scrutiny from federal officials.
It is 9:37. Meteorologist Hannah Scholl with us on a Tuesday, taking a look back through Oklahoma history at today's most influential weather events.
Hannah, what do you have for us today?
Guys, I'm telling you, February has got to be one of the most dynamic months in Oklahoma weather. This time, we're talking about the 1971 blizzard. It's when the all-time high record storm total was set for the state of Oklahoma. It was in Buffalo, 36 inches for that storm, which started on February 20th and ended on the 22nd. There was a lot of snow in north central, northwest Oklahoma. Gage got 25 inches, Enid at 18, Woodward at 17. Oklahoma City only picked up just about 5 inches. And then on the other end of the spectrum, our all-time high temperature for February was set at Oklahoma City, 92 degrees on February 22nd of 1996. And of course, we have to talk about severe weather as well. If you remember this, back on this day in 2012, there was a line of severe storms that developed, came through. It did blow a crane into Devon Tower and actually broke some of the glass on the Devon Tower. Then back in 1975, 6 tornadoes were reported with this event, but also 3-foot hail drifts in Duncan that year. And then lastly, in 1956, a cold front blew through, and that was a deadly storm, 70 to 95 mile an hour wind. And all of that is not going to be happening today in Oklahoma weather history. Much quieter today.
Hannah, thank you. Still to come this morning, how the Putnam City High School girls basketball team did a complete 180 in just one season with a new coach. That coach once wore the Pirates jersey herself. A great story headed your way next.
And meteorologist Lacey Swope back with your full weather forecast. She says if you like warm temperatures, you'll be smiling for a few days.
The Business Report, brought to you by Delta Dental of Oklahoma.
Every year, people from all 50 states and many countries come here to Oklahoma City
for a run to remember for those who were killed, those who survived, and those changed forever. Come join us for this year's Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon.
6 races, volunteer opportunities, and of course, cheering on the runners. There are ways for everyone to celebrate and remember life all weekend. Let's all lace up and run to remember. Log on to OKCMarathon.com today.
Robin Ray here with a helpful tip from Mullen Plumbing. Remember to disconnect your outside hoses from your faucet. If you leave them connected, it can cause the faucet to burst and allow water to leak inside your house when the faucet is used. Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter.
A lot of homeowners replace their windows as a way of transforming the look of their home. Ann Romer here with Michael Smith from Renewal by Anderson. And Michael, your windows come in designer colors that folks just can't get anywhere else.
Yes, in fact, we have 8 gorgeous exterior colors, including sandstone and dark bronze. We also have 6 interior colors as well. Black is also really popular, both inside and out. And whether you choose a color window or a white window, you have 7 different window styles to choose from to help transform your home's look.
And what's great about your color windows is that they won't fade over time.
Well, some window companies paint a white window and try to pass it off as a color, but through the seasons, it will chip and fade. With our specialized color technology, we use extreme heat and pressure to bond the color to our Fibrex material. That's why our windows are under warranty to maintain their color.
Michael, your windows are also custom built. What are the benefits of that?
Well, our windows are manufactured to precisely fit your specific window openings, which helps provide maximum energy efficiency. Being custom built also means if you have any beautiful trim that you'd like to keep, we can install your windows without impacting that trim.
A lot of homeowners think that a project like this will create a huge mess in their home.
Well, our master installers seal off the work area, cover your furniture, and lay down drop cloths. Our crews are very particular about their work and keeping your home clean. They'll even vacuum everything when they're done.
That is great information, Michael. Thank you.
This month only, when you buy 2 windows or doors, you get the third one 60% off. That's 60% off. And our financing can help make this project more affordable. With no money down, no payments, and no interest for 1 year. This offer ends February 29th. For a free appointment with Renewal by Anderson, call 405-494-8200. That's 405-494-8200.
Robin Ray here with a helpful tip from Mullen Plumbing.
When your drains are completely clogged, liquid drain cleaners are a bad idea. Those liquid drain cleaners can actually make the problem worse.
If you have drain problems, call Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter.
Welcome back. It is Tuesday, and that always means time for the Good Life List with Mia Fleming.
Yeah, Mia has tried all sorts of dancing, line dancing, salsa dancing. She even did a boot scootin' boogie. Well, this time she's going old school, taking it way back.
She's trying swing dancing this time with an instructor who does more than just teach. Take a look.
Control, yes.
It's a style of dance I'd seen before and thought it would be so much fun to try. Oh, you leave me.
I'm a little.
Years later, and it's happening thanks to Sonia. She's a loyal viewer of the Good Life List, and she says she's watched me do some things she couldn't believe I would try.
When I watch you doing all of the stuff, rock climbing, and I watch you do a tap dancing.
Right then, she had a good idea. She knew she had to dare me to come and dance with her favorite dance group, the Tulsa Style Swing Out.
Forward, three, it's really to spread DFW swing out. It originated in Fort Worth, and then when it moved over to Dallas, they added the D for Dallas-Fort Worth. But it's now known as Dallas-Fort Worth swing out. I learned it here in Tulsa. It's been in existence for about 13 years. Make it cute now.
Pam is the lead instructor.
The owner, the CEO, the treasurer, the secretary, the...
I love it. But she says her favorite job is making sure everyone here never misses a beat when it comes to exceeding their own expectations.
I promise you, if you come my direction, you will be amazed at what you can do because you will do more than what you ever thought you could do.
She's so right. I see why everyone here loves her.
I always say, I'll help you surprise you.
I'm surprising myself. I have a bad back, and my doctor was trying to get me to do 30 minutes exercise a day. I wasn't doing anything.
But now, with Pam's lead and constant encouragement.
There you go, there's my exercise right there. And I'm surprising myself. It's not only helping me physically, it helps me mentally. So it's helped me in so many ways. I'd be excited to get here.
Also excited to get to every class is Nikita.
Take it back now.
And after only a few months, she has found her groove.
I look forward to it. I'm actually in school, so when it's time for dance class, I can take a break and step away from it and get refueled. So when I go back, I'm ready to go. It's a wonderful outlet.
You can take your mind away from the day-to-day grind. It builds community, it builds friendships, partnership, and teamwork. Health-wise, it adds a lot of benefits to it. It's fun. And it's also shown to boost your endorphins, which is the happy hormone. Those endorphins kind of kick in, and when you leave, you're just having a great time.
She's right, because although my moves were far from great, I had a great time.
You're in a supportive environment and everybody's cheering everybody on. And we celebrate every victory because what might be small to someone is large to another. And just give it a try. Just give it a try.
Come on out, give it a try. We'd love to have you.
I want to invite everybody that needs to come. And we have a ball.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
I love that.
They looked good dancing on camera.
They did.
I do not look good dancing on camera.
They have rhythm.
That was awesome to watch.
I think we could all do it every now and then.
I think in my head, I think I look good.
And you go back and watch it.
That's me.
Those ladies look awesome.
That's me when it comes to singing. In my head, I think I can just belt it out. Then my husband's like, what song are you singing? And I'm like, hey.
I can't figure out the tune. Oh, my gosh. Oh, we love laugh. And that was the Good Life List. You can see more of Mia's stories at News9.com.
From the Bob Mills Weather Center, Oklahoma weather expert, Lacey Swope.
Here I go. Can you hear my heels?
Yeah.
Okay, click, 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 click. I'm going. Okay, our Lucky Star Sky Cam Network. This is a live look at downtown Oklahoma City. Skies are clear. It is gorgeous across Oklahoma. Just a two-step all the way over here. Mostly sunny skies. We've got a little bit of high thin cloud cover. Those are cirrus clouds, but overall, it is gorgeous. It's looking fantastic, and we're already warming significantly from where we were with our morning low. Let me take you now to the map. I want to show you the look down from space. These red dots are images and where the radar, not the radar, the satellite picked up a hot spot and painted it red, saying, hey, that's a fire. This was yesterday into the afternoon. There were a lot of fires across Oklahoma. These were controlled burns, prescribed burns, very healthy part of what goes on every year at this time before everything starts to bud out and bloom. Farmers and ranchers burn off a lot of their property. And you see the kind of the gray, white color here. That's smoke. And you'll start to see that in eastern Oklahoma due to how many of those fires have been going on. Now, I'm showing you that to show you the wind that's picking up. There's good days to burn. There are bad days to burn. Today, winds about 10 to 20 miles per hour. The humidity's not terrible. Tomorrow, the humidity is lower, and our winds are stronger. Tomorrow's also a hotter day. The fire threat starts to go up, the wildfire threat, that is. So 10 to 20 mile an hour wind tomorrow morning. Here's tomorrow afternoon. 15, 25, 30 mile an hour gusts. May have gusts higher than 30 out in the panhandle for your Wednesday. And what will happen is southwest winds take hold. A kind of a dry punch comes in, and the humidity drops. So tomorrow's humidity down to 5 to 10% in far western Oklahoma. Combine that with the wind, combine that with the hot or warmer to hot temperatures, just not a good day to burn. And as far as rain, we still need it. We don't have much of a drought at all across Oklahoma. We're sitting pretty in that department, but we also still need to get rain. You know, once a week, couple times a week, that would keep us going. We do have a chance for thunderstorms in the far northeast, and it's not until after the weekend into next week that rain chances go up, but it still looks like northern and western parts of the state stay mostly dry over the next nine days at least. So dry through the plains now. We're looking good. There's another beautiful shot. That's our O-Trip cam. 48 degrees. Southeast winds are about 5, 10, some gusts to 15. We've now warmed it to the 60s in many areas. 61 in Yukon, 60 in Midwest City, 61 in Jones. We've got 62 Watonga, mid-60s in parts of southern Oklahoma. Overall beautiful. Our winds are still fairly light. So you're walking outside right now, it is so very nice. Winds are a little stronger in western Oklahoma. Hour by hour, sunset today is at 6:17. We warm all the way up into the lower and mid 70s before we start to fall off this evening. 74 Midwest City, 74 in Chickasha, Piedmont 74, 76 today down in Ardmore. And then this evening, hey, are you headed to downtown? We have great conditions, nothing to slow you down. Upper 60s, falling into the 50s by 10 p.m. We have a ridge of high pressure building. That's keeping really a lot of the cloud cover at bay, really keeping rain chances at bay as well, keeping those temperatures above average. As this next low moves in, that's what brings a cold front in, but it's weak. It'll give us a north wind, knock us deck down to the 60s for highs, still above average. Your weekend still looks great, pretty quiet, pretty tranquil. We start to get that southwesterly flow of the jet stream in advance of this next storm. This is early next week. Rain and thunderstorm chances go up Tuesday into Wednesday. And then on the backside of that low, the cold front blasts in around the 28th or the 29th. So the end of February looks chilly to cold. Someday to brings a little bit of snow with that system in the far northwest. We'll see how that plays out. It's still a long way away, but it's still winter across Oklahoma. These temperatures are kind of they're not the average. They are the rule. That's what I'm trying to say. They're not average at all. They're above that. 40s tonight. We'll see temperatures widespread in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. And then tomorrow, upper 70s, some 80s in southern Oklahoma. A little bit more windy. Cooler on Thursday and Friday, but back to the 70s for the weekend. And that's your 9-day forecast. We're coming back right after this.
When I sat down with Toby Keith, I had no idea it would be his final TV interview.
You take it a day at a time. It's a roller coaster.
And there's so much more of that conversation I'd like to share with you.
She comes screaming up the aisle. Oh my God, you're on the radio.
About his life, his career, and his faith.
Join us in remembering Toby Keith, February 21st at 7 p.m. Presented by Oklahoma Proton Center and Oklahoma's own News 9.
Here's Katie and Sarah getting their morning coffee. Oh, Sarah. Weight loss may be easier than you think. New Leaf is now offering a medically monitored weight loss program. Give them a call.
Do you own a distressed property and need to sell it fast? Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Amy, and we're Integrity Home Buyers.
We buy houses as is, in any condition, and any price range.
We buy inherited houses, bad tenant houses, mobile homes on land, even foreclosures or nice homes you just need to get out of.
All with no fees or closing costs.
And no repairs. You don't even need to clean up.
Call us today for a fair cash offer.
We're Integrity Home Buyers.
Call 444-SELL. That's 405-444-7355.
I'm attorney Mike DePasquale. Winning car wreck cases is what we do. Just check out these big wins.
I suffered a head injury. Mike's team got me $550,000. How about you?
I had life-threatening injuries after a head-on collision. Mike and his team got me $850,000. How about you?
I was hit by a truck and broke multiple bones. And Mike's team got me $1.8 million.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, call me. I've got this.
Hurt in a car wreck? Call 405-900-9000.
If you're thinking about upgrading your laundry, then you should be thinking about Speed Queen. With a washer and dryer built to last 20 years, you should also be thinking about purchasing it from Hahn Appliance, an employee-owned company that's been serving Oklahoma for over 60 years. And during our President's Day sales event, save $100 on any Speed Queen washer, save $100 on any Speed Queen dryer, and save $100 on the pair. That's $300 in savings on the industry's best-built and longest-lasting laundry pair. Hahn Appliance Warehouse, the right price on the right product right now.
Sarah, it looks like New Leaf Wellness medically monitored weight loss program is really working well. Looking good, girls. Call New Leaf Wellness today for your free consultation.
Is there going to be another attack?
I'm trying to find the guy who tried to kill my team.
This hack could be one guy in a laptop.
Me and you, you and me, no matter how they toss the dice. It had to be so happy together.
Hang on.
Baby, the skies will be blue.
CBS Tuesday is FBI Night.
Hopefully they don't send us the bill for that.
New episodes tonight at 8, 7 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Our team in our community. See them on Thunder Thursdays at 4 p.m. only on News 9.
A Putnam City High School graduate is now the high school girls basketball coach, and she's already making a huge difference in her first season.
I love this story. Addie Crawford live this morning with the coach's homecoming story. Addie?
Robin and Lacey, it wasn't too long ago that Coach Young was in a Pirates jersey herself. Now as a coach, she's tripled the team's winning record, is leading the Pirates to the playoffs, and inspiring young girls along the way. Coach Young knows what it's like to play here at Putnam City High.
To be here, to be home, to do exactly what I love, and to be around amazing kids, like, what more can I ask for?
She cares about us on and off the court.
I'm blessed. This is everything that I prayed for.
Showing what it takes to succeed.
A mural of some of the top athletes that came out of Putnam City, and I was actually blessed enough to be up there. So.
Very inspiring, actually. To be on the wall in our gym, it's just like, how could I get there one day, you know?
As the team does a 360 in just one season.
Believe. That's my secret, and I tell my girls every single day. When are you going to believe?
We've had a better season because we actually have the heart to believe, because Coach Young has put that into our head.
Let's go, knock it out. Since the beginning of the season to now, you can see the belief in their eyes. They believe, like, hey, we can do this.
And it is a big night tonight as the Lady Pirates enter the playoffs. I know the News 9 team is wishing them good luck in the postseason. Live in the newsroom, I'm Addie Crawford, Oklahoma's own News 9.
I love that.
Love that story. Love Coach Young and her attitude and just inspiring young women. That's awesome.
The playoffs are going to be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're getting into that season for baseball and basketball, mm-hmm. and it's a good time for sports in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, hey, if you're headed to watch the Thunder take on the Washington Wizards this coming Friday, you can meet David Payne and Lacey Swope. This is so cool. News 9 setting up a booth on the main concourse right by section 116, and they're asking folks to swing by. Lace, what all do we have to offer the folks out there?
So there's swag bags for all the kiddos that come on by, and then also this photo booth. This is cool because you walk up and it takes a few pictures and we just do something crazy. I gotta tell you a funny story though from last time that we did this. We had a family come up, this young family, and they kind of want to use the photo booth, so they come up to take a picture and they're like, okay, now just the family. And I was like, what? And like, just the family. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, and then it dawned on me, we were weirdos wanting to take pictures with their family.
And they just wanted
a family picture. So if you want to use the photo booth to take a family picture, that is fine too.
Get out of the way, right?
But I was like, David, and of course David, he's like, I was like, David,
I don't want you in there, David.
They want some with you and some without.
Anyway, it was fun. We love meeting folks, though, and it's such a great time because everyone's in their Thunder gear and they're fired up, ready to cheer on the home team.
6 p.m.
It looked
Friday
like y'all had a blast.
Yes, so much fun. 70s on the way coming up for the next couple of days. We don't really have average temperatures on the 9-day until the 9th day.
All right. Enjoy it, then.
Make it a great Tuesday, everybody.
Now, better than ever, the newest high-res camera, the fastest news helicopter, the most experienced pilot, Bob Mills, Sky News 9, only on Oklahoma's own News 9.
Erica has been installing and servicing whole home generators for more than 15 years.
We have a team of experienced electricians and plumbers that will be responsible for your generator installation and service.
Let Erica prepare your home for the next power outage.
Touchmark is a family-owned company. They've been in business for over 40 years. When residents come in and they're looking for a plan for their future, we are just here to help them navigate. In this industry, it's very common for companies to be bought and sold, and some of them are even run by management groups. But Touchmark is completely family-owned. We are never going to be bought or sold. We built our buildings from the ground up. So working for a family-owned business, there's nothing like it. I'm here every day, and I love it.
America's been thunderstruck by the award-winning Mitsubishi Outlander at David Stanley Mitsubishi. Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive a 2024 Outlander with 0% APR for 60 months or $1,500 customer cash. Only at David Stanley Mitsubishi. Get thunderstruck.
If your water heater is 8 to 10 years old, it may be time for a replacement.
You can have a new water heater installed by Airco for as little as $39 a month.
Call Airco Service and one of our skilled plumbers can help you avoid an emergency plumbing situation.
Miles into memories, Wade's RV.
Come on, Michael, come on. Catch the ball! Huddle up! Do you need to get your eyes checked?
Well, actually, here's the play. Stanton Optical makes glasses in 30 minutes. It's easy on three. One, two, three.
Easy! Hut! Oh, Michael, you got this! Come on, turn! Michael, catch! I can see! You did it! I did it!
30-minute glasses? Now that's an easy play. Stanton Optical. Easy's our thing.
Bath Planet is Oklahoma's leading bath remodeling specialist. We give you two price guarantees. We'll give you an exact price in writing that's guaranteed for a full year. There will be no unforeseen charges at the end of the job.
Check out our brand new website at heybathman.com
or give us a call at 888-6050. Visit our beautiful showroom at 935 South Cornwell in Yukon.
We're gonna build you a beautiful bathroom at a price you can't refuse. Call the Todd Father today.
Car wreck? Call Parrish Devon.
Pepper wins. Right now, with all that's going on, every dollar counts, especially if you've been injured in a car crash.
Your car's in the shop, but people are still counting on you.
The bills don't stop coming and the rent doesn't pay itself.
Call us at Parrish Devon.
With our no-fee guarantee, we'll win your case or you pay us nothing. Call Parrish Devon.